Broadcasting by the sea in sunny San Diego, this is the Ascended Masters at Work show, where we lift the veil of mysticism and reveal ancient secrets brought to earth by the world's greatest spiritual teachers. Here we share real-life stories that change lives and widen our eyes. And now, here is your host and spiritual life coach, Reverend Shirlene Reeves.
Hi, and welcome to the show. And you know, I've got to have that intro change because I'm no longer in sunny San Diego. I am in sunny San Felipe, looking out at the ocean and just enjoying the energy here. It's so amazing. And you know, we have such an interesting coach. And this woman today that's going to talk to us is a phenomenal business coach. She really knows how to jumpstart your business. And down here in San Felipe, I just want to parlay this in a bit because we have an amazing group of citizens, or they're expats actually, 10,000 of them. And there's so many of them that are in the position that this person could support. And they're looking for the next step. And this lady really kicks you into gear. And that's why I appreciate her. Boy, you end up in high gear. And she's written this phenomenal book that she gave to me called Love Yourself Successful. And I really enjoyed reading it. It had a lot of really good nuggets in it. And when it comes to jumpstarting your business, she really has the answers. And when I look at people who need this kind of thing, really, they're kind of lost. They don't know what to do next. They are confused about who they're supposed to be talking to. Boy, I get a lot of those people too. And she really is phenomenal. And she even does events around this type of thing. So when you walk away, you have an entirely different perspective and you feel confident about doing your business because she knows how to help you leverage it. Now, she has been featured on Oprah and Friends with XMR Radio Network and ABC and the CW. And she's also a contributor for numerous other groups. I want to tell you, she's also a member of the EBC. And I love that she's an award-winning coach because I learn a lot from her too. And she has been with numerous women's groups like the Women's Business Organization, and she works with the Women's Speakers Association and Public Speakers Association. And she was awarded the National Collaborator of the Year Award by the Public Speakers Association in 2016, which is pretty amazing, don't you think? And I just brought her to you today so that if there's something you're struggling with, you might hear an amazing nugget with her from her that you can take away today and actually put into effect. So let me introduce to you Katrina Sawa. She's an amazing woman that comes to us from Sacramento. And I'm so excited because I'm going to be on one of her stages in November 3rd, 4th, and 5th. So welcome, Katrina. I'm so excited that you're with me today.
Thanks, Shirlene. It's good to be here. And I wish I was in sunny Mexico with you.
Well, I'll have to get you down here because I know that you would love the community here and they so need you besides.
I love Mexico.
It's just a different, it's a little slower. So it's kind of nice to come down and refresh and energize, and especially before you take a vacation like I'm going to on Bali.
Yeah. Well, habla español muy poquito.
I need a vacation before the vacation. You know what I mean? So anyway, so Katrina, tell us about what your favorite thing is to do to support your clients.
Well, honestly, most of my clients are entrepreneurs. Well, all of them are entrepreneurs, but most of them are actually in either the beginning stages of their business, like in the first few years, or they're revamping their business which basically puts them in a beginning stage again to ramp up to the next level, right? And so what people really need in that stage is access to some one-on-one advice. And so I love it when I can give someone a huge aha or a big next idea or an awareness that they can charge more, or, you know, the perfect name or design of their new program or something like that. I love to give them that empowered information so they can move forward towards their goals. That's what
Yeah, and that's awesome. And those are the people I like to take on and make celebrity guest experts, because you really prime them and they're so ready for that next step. So, and that's why I had you on the show, because a lot of people that listen to this show are in that position. So, you know, I thought, wow, I'm sure she's got a lot of good things to offer. Now, one of those things I want to ask you about, we've had other experts on that talk about our target market and how we should market ourselves, but I want to talk to you. Do you work with programs with your clients as well and naming them, correct?
Sometimes, yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, how do you work with your clients? You know, how should they be prepared to come to you when they're in that spot?
With an open mind.
That I knew.
and I say that because in the past, I've hired a couple coaches, well, many coaches, and I didn't always have an open mind, or I did, I thought I did, and then I was resistant to their advice. So my advice is to people, don't be resistant to someone's advice, especially someone who's been there, done that, because it slows you down, and it slowed me down for a few years, you know, being resistant. So don't do that.
That's step number one. Be open. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. And then do they need to come with you to you with some sort of idea in their mind on, passion or something?
It can help, but it's not necessary. I have people all the time, it's like, well, when I figure out what I want to do, Katrina, I'll come to you for marketing or whatever. And I'm like, no. Come to me and we'll figure out what you want to do. I just did this the other day with a new client, brand new, working with me in my mastermind. Our very first call, she's like, well, I like this, I'm all over the board, and this is what I'm passionate about. And it took us about an hour and 15 minutes, but we got to the heart of what she really wanted to do and how she wanted to help. And we designed her 5-step system on her process. And so now she's going back and like filling in the blanks and outlining. And she was so excited. She's like, oh my God, I can see the potential now. I have something solid that I can sell. When you're clear around what you're selling, then everything else is so much easier. So that's really the key.
Wow, what you just said is so pertinent. When you're clear on what you're selling, it's so much easier. And that's a big part of why these people are running from one networking group to another, trying to make a sale, but they don't know what the heck they're selling. They're selling air, aren't they?
Right. Or they have like, oh, I have a coaching session, or I can help you in my coaching session. It's like nobody wants to buy a coaching session. They want to buy a solution, a process, a transformation, an outcome. They want to buy, you know, the whole package. So you have to know what that process or package is, especially if you're a coach. Now, if you're obviously some kind of other specialist or other kind of entrepreneur, there's still ways to do this. It's just not, you know, that's not what I'm talking about, but yeah.
Well, so, okay. So if we're looking at these programs, do they need to come with a creative idea or a passion? That's what I'm really trying to find out. How do they need to be mentally prepared for you, or do you pull this out of them, or how do you make that work?
I do pull it out of them if they will be open. So sometimes people just think it's kind of a waste to pay for sessions for someone to pull it out of them. I don't think that at all, frankly, because that's what happened to me with my very first coach. I hired a coach, and when I was still having a job, right, trying to figure out, okay, I know I'm supposed to be an entrepreneur. I have to get out of this job, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to do this kind of business, that kind of business? I had some ideas, and she really pointed me in the right direction and got it out of me. And so I could go on a path. And so then I could take action on that path. But so a lot of times people think they're going to figure it out. And sometimes you can't figure it out in yourself. It just doesn't come from the universe and into your head, the perfect thing that you need to do. And it's not super clear. So then you just need to brainstorm with people who have other ideas. You know, you and I, we've talked with thousands of other entrepreneurs, and we've seen all kinds of different business models. And so we can give ideas to people of things they may never thought of that will never come to them, because you just don't know what you don't know.
You're absolutely right. And you know, another thing is, part of what I write about in my book, Selling Through Your Heart, I talk about how to hire a coach that has been tacking back and forth for years and made all the mistakes and had such challenges and seen other people's mistakes. And when we've been in it for 20, 30 years, and you go and you hire somebody who's new, who's telling you how to make a six-figure income and has never done it themselves, that's huge. That's really huge. And that's why I admire you, Katrina, because you've really been out there for a long time working on this, and you've seen a lot of the problems and the challenges. And I mean, I had a coach, get this, I had a coach who told me that I should take my major program and sell my first module for $97, and then people would buy the rest of my program. That was such a huge failure. And all of us had that failure. And then some of us are still using that and finding out it still doesn't work. So you have to have a coach that knows the best strategy for us. That's right. A big deal.
One of the things I always tell people, and I did this in a video the other day on YouTube, was that a lot of times people don't look at the big picture. A lot of times other coaches out there will just teach this one strategy, right? They'll say, this is the way you need to make money. This is the way I recommend it. And this is all you need to focus on. When they don't even ask the person, well, what's your big picture? Where do you really want to take your business? And how do you really want to work with people? And in 5 years, where do you want to be doing? You know, because it might be that they don't want to do this at all. And they're just thinking they need to do this right now. And so the way that they're suggesting they do it is not going to lead them to the thing they really want to do. So I know you do this too, is like, we have to look at the big picture of everything that entrepreneur, that person really wants to accomplish. I want to know your big hairy thing, because a lot of times people think that that's too unattainable right now. They think that it's going to take 10 years to do the thing they really want to do, when all they have to do is share that idea. And I'm like, oh my God, 10 years? No, you can do it like in 2. Let's make sure we plot that in though. I have to know that's what you want. And then we just do the right steps to get there. So lack of looking at the big picture is what sets a lot of entrepreneurs on the wrong path.
Yes, I agree with you. And you know, most of them that I talk to don't even look out into the future. They're just running around with business cards, and they think they got their branding colors, and they're spending a fortune on a website, and they have no idea who they're targeting it at. No concept.
Right.
So how can they even have a big picture?
I know, right? Yeah.
Right. Well,
and sometimes you don't know your big picture. I didn't know 15 years ago when I started this business that I would have clients all over the world. I'd be traveling all over the country speaking. I'd be hosting all my own events like this. I had no concept of that reality at all. You know, I was trading hour for dollar in my local area, and I thought that's what I was meant to be doing. It's just you learn new things along the way. And that's why we hire mentors that have been there, done that, so they can show us what else is possible.
Right. And you know, I don't know if you know, Katrina, but I had a nationwide corporation that I built with 23,000 working under me. So I learned a lot of the pitfalls. And when we're in the trenches, we really learn hard, don't we? I mean, it's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we got Michelle on line one, and I'd love to hear Michelle's question and have her be a, a part of this conversation. Welcome, awesome. Michelle.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
I'm glad you're here.
How do I get started? Thank you. As an entrepreneur, it just feels like there's so much to do. Like how, you know, you're supposed to get a website, you're supposed to do a blog that you were talking about branding and the colors and everything. So just how do I get started if I want to make that transition?
Great well, question.
Right. I would like to know more before I give you the answer, because I would want to know your big picture and what you've already tried and what you really want to do. But if you need, most of the people that come to me and they have that question is they really need to pay their bills. They really need to make money and pay their bills so they don't have to go back and get a job. So if that's kind of your situation, then I would say, well, let's go get a client. Know what you're selling. That at least know what you're selling that sounds good today, whether it's a 3-week program or a one-time call or a 6-month coaching program, or you have this service where you go into someone's home and do whatever. I mean, whatever it is, know what you're selling and then go talk to people until you get someone to pay you. And let's just start getting paid. And then the other things become a little bit more easy to understand your brand and your target and all that kind of thing, because right out of the gate, you don't know who your target is. You don't know what your brand is. You got to work into that and feel into that, in my opinion, over the course of 6 to 12 months sometimes. Is that helpful, or do you have a backup question to that?
Well, can I interject a bit also?
Yeah, Charlene. Yeah.
I want to just tell you not to put your marketing or your branding before everything else.
Right.
Your branding should come last. Yeah. So don't spend a lot of money on your branding. Spend money on your target market and your message before you ever get started with your branding, and you will save a tremendous amount. The entrepreneurs today have it all backwards. They think they have to have a business card. I had one gal that did a book, get this, a whole book, and she did the cover in pink, and it was all about bliss. And then she went back, and when she started working with me, we did this interview process that she did and found out her clients hate pink. So she's got over 1,000 books that are pink that her clients don't want.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
So your target, your marketing goes last. And then I want Katrina to also talk about the automation. That's big, and I'm really excited to talk about that. But if you're starting your business, start with your message and who you're targeting, then move into the other things one step at a time as you can afford it.
Yeah.
Great.
Because branding
Thanks.
Can
That's
cost
great
a
advice.
Lot of money.
Thanks very much.
Yeah. You'll have to rebrand. And some graphic designers and web designers could cost you thousands and thousands of dollars. So, you can develop a business card though without spending a lot of money, and you can change it. The good thing about a business card is they're actually pretty inexpensive to create and print. And I've seen people hold on to their business cards until the very last one before they redesign. I'm like, no. They cost you what, $70, $100? Throw them in the trash and go do your next thing. You know, like it's just the cost of doing business. And so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. We hope we answered your question. Did we, Michelle?
You did. That was great. Thank you. And I really appreciate the idea about making some money, because I think that's what we all need to do, right? So that's way better advice than going and spending, you know, thousands of dollars on marketing right now. I think getting some clients would be a great idea. So thank you.
Yeah, baby.
Good.
Making
absolutely.
Money.
Awesome. Okay, so now I want to talk to you, Katrina. How we're going to talk briefly about this, and then I really want to get into that automation. But I want to know how you've walked with spirit to get where you are today. How has the universe supported you?
Well, you know, I don't know that I think of it as spirit, but it probably is. Okay, because I don't consider myself too spiritual, although the psychics and intuitives would tell you otherwise, because they know that I am. I feel like I'm more intuitive, but I used to never think like that at all. I would just listen to my gut and I would do the right thing and I would know. I always had this phrase, it's all going to work itself out in the end. So it was this continual faith that I had in myself and my abilities and what I was here to do, and that I just needed to keep taking forward action and keep tweaking and course correcting right along the way, and it'll all work itself out in the end. So to me, looking back on it in the last 15 years, that was spirit. That was the universe, right? Mm-hmm. That was me and my intuition and my gut. Just believing. And it breaks my heart though to see, because most entrepreneurs don't believe and have that much faith in themselves, and it's sad. And that's what I really try to help change so in them and empower them to believe more. You know, that's what the whole Love Yourself Successful book is about believing in yourself and knowing that it'll all work out in the end. You just have to keep going after what you want, and you deserve it.
Yeah, that's an awesome book. You heard her say it. I said it earlier, Love Yourself Successful. It's a wonderful book, and I really, really enjoyed it. And it has a lot of those kind of nuggets that Katrina just gave you. So, Katrina, tell us, how did you get into automation? How did you start in with that with your business?
Well, you know, it happened early on, even though I didn't know what I was doing. When I first started my business, I was in the local area just networking a lot, and I was doing a lot of follow-up, and I got really, really good at doing follow-up, and I realized, I'm like, okay, I'm meeting like hundreds of people every month, hundreds. I mean, I would go to a lot of events, okay? And so I met hundreds of people every month, and I couldn't keep up with the follow-up, so I did have to start hiring somebody to help me at least do some data entry and get some of that follow-up done, right? Mm-hmm. And so that became a system over time of how we do the follow-up. And that, you know, I didn't even know that I had a system. I didn't even know that I could have a signature system, so to speak, until years later. But that's what I did, is I started delegating some of the things for the follow-up, which got me in front of more people, because I didn't have to do it. And then, you know, the automation came with somebody else doing the templates and the email. And it's, you know, that's where Copy Paste Send came about. You know, that's probably going to be my next book, is called Copy Paste Send, because I'm always
cool.
Telling.
Oh, I like it.
It sounds really lame to me, but everybody says, no, that's exactly what you say over and over and over all the time, is just copy, paste, send. And because you have to duplicate what you're doing. You can't just recreate the wheel to every single email you're sending and every single person you meet. It's insane. You can still make it personal and relationship oriented, but you got to just copy, paste, send to the hundreds of people. You can't do a couple dozen and think you're going to be good.
Right.
So that's where it really first started. And then when I hired mentors, they taught me about, you know, the website automation and forms and database backends and autoresponders. And I learned about all that kind of stuff. And now there's funnels and landing pages and all this kind of stuff. So now I love it. And I have a big team now with lots of people that do a lot of different things. And so, because I could never be where I am today and make the kind of money I'm making and the kind of impact that I'm making with as many people as I do without team and systems, period, end of story. There's no way.
Okay. That's, I mean, that, and it is a whole nother business unto itself.
Yeah.
Aside from the business itself. I mean, when you are trying to be a one-stop shop and do all of this, you've got to have virtual assistants that support you. You can't grow to become a big business if you don't have it. You just can't.
Right.
But one step at a time. You first got to find out who your target market is and who you're talking to, and then you do your branding, and then you do your automation one step at a time, because otherwise you become financially overwhelmed and you have to make money at the same time. That's what's important. Right, Katrina?
Exactly.
So we're going to take a short break, and then we'll be back with you to talk more about automating and dig a bit deeper into that. We'll be right back.
Attention professional authors, coaches, and small business owners. What if you could increase your sales authentically without scripts or the pain of rejection? If you are a realtor, you can make more sales without the fear of being salesy. If you are an entrepreneur, you can eliminate the fear of feeling pushy, get more referrals, and add more money to your bank account with less effort. Welcome to Compel Don't Sell, the Art of Selling with Heart, the next generation in relationship sales, brought to you by Maximize Your Wealth Now.
The reason that I took this course is because I needed to know how to market and sell in a way that doesn't make me feel bad. Compel Don't Sell totally comes from the heart and connects with people in a way that fits my style and how I would like to approach people. And it gave me the benefit of refining what I think and say about my business in a way that's professional, but still very warm and nurturing.
I invested in Shirlene's Compelled to Sell sales training program, and I just knew immediately that she was the person that I wanted to work with.
The reason I took this course is because I felt like there were a lot of new things that Shirlene had to offer that I had not experienced before. That's why I took the class, because I wanted to sort of up-level my sales skills. And thank you, Shirlene, for this amazing class.
If you want to learn how to perfect your sales performance, build your bank account, and connect with more of your favorite clients, enter your contact information, and we'll show you how to use heartfelt sales to connect with more of the right prospects and significantly increase your income. Go to MaximizeYourWealthNow.com.
Well, welcome back. We've been having a stimulating conversation with Katrina Sawa, and she's given us some great tips on how to put a program together. We've learned about how to start a business. We had some really good feedback on that, I think. And now we're talking about automating our businesses. This is really a lot to take into consideration. And, you know, I've gotten really techie and I never thought I was. How about you, Katrina?
I know. You have to learn a little bit more tech than you ever wanted to, I think, as an entrepreneur these days.
And people who say I hate tech, oh my gosh. Yeah. You know, that just isn't going to work.
No, and you're gonna
I can't work with those people.
You're going to spend a lot more money, and that's fine if you want to delegate everything.
Right.
But you do need to know a certain amount of stuff, at least an overview of it, so that you know how to delegate and what to delegate and what is important strategy-wise in your business, I think.
Mm-hmm. And you need to know how to check up on whether whatever you told them to do got done.
Right.
You know, and does it make sense? And, you know,
right, because not everybody
that's not a good autoresponder. We got to do this instead, right?
Right. Like, not everybody you hire out there really knows what they're doing either, sales and marketing wise. Sometimes, I mean, anybody and their brother seems to think they can become a social media expert, for example, or a web designer because the tools are so easy now. But that doesn't mean they know what they're doing in sales and marketing strategy. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You're absolutely right. And that's why this is so important. So what would you say is the best way to start with your automation?
Anything that has to do with lead generation, marketing, follow-up, or sales is what you want to delegate first so that you can reach more people and sell more people. So while you might need a bookkeeper, an accountant, or something like that, if you're not making a lot of money, guess what? You don't have a lot of books to manage, okay? So, I mean, yes, so those things are important, but you need more marketing strategy stuff done first to bring in more people. You might need some more automation through your website. I call your website your hub, the hub of your business. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times people treat it like a brochure or like they don't even look at it, right? They don't even keep it up to date. They don't necessarily put a lot of blogs out there or video, and it's just basic information, or they don't, or they ignore it altogether because they don't think it's important, which is the hugest mistake anybody can make these days. You've got to have a budget.
They don't know where to start.
Yeah.
That's, they don't know where to start. And you know, I've noticed that a website is a living, breathing thing. I never can just be done with it, which is why I have to know how to do it, because it would cost me a fortune if I had to say, okay, I want you to say this, and then they type that in. I mean, can you imagine?
No,
I can't do that. You know, it's too expensive to do that. You have to have somebody on call all the time. But you know, you're right in making sure that we're dealing first with lead generation, sales, and follow-up. Those are really, really important and not things we have to do, correct?
Yes, totally. Yeah, you don't have to be an expert at everything. You don't have to be a web designer. You don't have to be a graphic designer. You don't have to be a social media expert, but you need to know the basics of a lot of it, of most of it. You need to know the strategy and how to utilize each of those pieces mm-hmm. in your business, and then you can pass a lot of it off. But you got to know big picture, and then you don't have to know the nitty gritty of everything. You can delegate a lot, but
yes,
don't discount. Yeah.
Well, we've got Steffi Joe on the line, and I can't wait to hear this question. Are you there?
I'm here. Thank you.
I'm glad you are. Welcome to the show. What is your question, Steffi Joe?
Well, I got to say this whole online marketing is huge. It's like an ocean, and I feel like a little guppy in this ocean trying to figure it all out. And I'm not, I get it. I grasp that we need to do the online marketing. But I'm not sure what is the most effective to when you're a beginner. You know, what would, Katrina, what would you say is the most, because I feel I get too lost if I try to do it all. So if I had to narrow it down to just, maybe a top two or three to be the most effective in starting a new business to get out there, what would you suggest?
Well, and thank you. Regardless of your business, again, we were talking about your website. So that's part of your online marketing strategy, is making sure that it's very effective. So when people do land on the website, they can take an action. They know what they're there for. So the wording, like Charlene was saying earlier, the target market and the message is properly displayed mm-hmm. on your website, and it's clear on what you do and what problems you solve, so that the person that lands knows that's for them. So that's number one. Then the second thing on your website is to make sure that there's a way to get them on your email list or to get them to engage with you in your website. So maybe even having video as to introduce you, because that's faster, right? So reading words on the website is not necessarily enough these days. They need to be able to see you and experience you in video. So that's first, because if you do a whole lot of online marketing and you drive traffic to the website and the website kind of sucks, or it's not really up to par, or it doesn't really engage people or say the right things or have a way for them to sign up and find out more, then you're going to fall flat and all your marketing efforts are really not going to do you any good. They're a waste of time. And so it's really just making sure that you have that done first. And so if you need help on what to do in the website, you've got to ask for help, because most entrepreneurs don't know enough about what to do on the website. So then social media, honestly, social media is free. You can, for most of it, you don't pay for ads unless you really know what you're doing. I would just start building relationships. And one of the biggest tips I give about social media is you want to treat it like a networking event. So if you walked into a networking event in your local city and like a chicken lunch, right, you'd be like walking around the room, introducing yourself and finding out what other people do and having a little conversation. That's what you do on Facebook and LinkedIn, especially, because you can private message people. You can look in groups and talk to them through groups and things. you just want to start relationships. And then what do you do in offline networking? You take it to a phone call. Well, let's do a follow-up phone call and see how we can help each other. You can do the same darn thing on social media. And so that drives them to the website. It drives them to a phone call. And that brings in business, baby.
Wow, that was awesome answer.
And there's 400 million other things too, but those are the best, more use of your time.
Nice. Did you get your answer, Steffi Jo?
I think I got a big wow there.
Yeah.
I think.
And you know the good thing about that. Oops, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I think with the social media, I find that I have to be careful because then I spend too much time there, you know, and I'm not sure. I'm trying to figure out how to manage my time and with the networking online, but maybe that's just...
No, if you're making good connections, it's not wasted time. If you're watching cat videos, that's a waste of time. If you're, you know, if you're going off on tangents and going down a rabbit hole somewhere and you realize you're not really making connections anymore, then that's a waste of time. But if you copy and paste a message to people over and over and over and you get to know people and you take it to a phone call, that's like going to, you know, a lot of networking events. And networking is where you're going to find people that want to do business with you or refer you. So it's not a waste of time. Get that out of your head if you're doing the right things.
And here's an idea, Steffi Jo. What you could do is just set up a certain amount of time every day that you go online and you do your networking. And some businesses are conducive to LinkedIn, and some businesses are better conducive to Facebook. So like, because Katrina and I both do business, we do business on LinkedIn, but there's healers and coaches out there that do better on Facebook. Well, so it also depends on your business.
Yeah, and I'm more on Facebook than LinkedIn. I'm on both. But what's your business, Steffi Jo?
It's coaching. I coach women. And I just had a big wow when you said something, Katrina, was the copy and paste. It's not, I don't have to keep reinventing every time I go to a new group.
No.
I just saw that. Oh my gosh, you know, it could be the same question. It could be, but I am presenting it to different groups. So maybe that's a time saver right there.
Yeah, rinse and repeat, right? When you find something that's working, for sure. If it's not working, then you need to find what works and then rinse and repeat and copy paste send. Yeah. I think that has to be my next book.
So Katrina, what would you say is the best question
really
to ask someone?
Thanks, Steffi Jo. The best question, what do you do? You know, and I change up the questions I ask people all the time at networking events or online is I say, what are you focusing on in your business? Mm-hmm. Because that takes away from what they're doing. And they might be actually trying to write a book, or they might be trying to start an event, or they might be trying to speak more, or they might be trying to delegate more, right? And so for me, that helps me indicates to me where they might need a little help or resources. So that's a good question for me. Mm-hmm. What's your biggest challenge in your business is also a good question. If you're somebody else, though, like say you're a professional organizer or something, you might say, what's your biggest challenge with your home or office space? Not what's your business, right? So you just have to phrase it differently. But what's your biggest challenge with your, your relationship right now, if you're a relationship coach? What's your biggest challenge with your health right now, if you have any, right? If you're a health coach. So you just have to get to them. But another question that I've been asking recently is, what's your big vision? What's your big vision for your life, for your business? It kind of takes people off guard a little bit, and they have to think about it. But I like to hear that. It's a different kind of discussion.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Because the next question is, how are you going to get there?
Well,
what's your plan?
Right. Mm-hmm. I can do that for sure. But it is fun to hear people, or,
Yeah. Great. Good answers. Thank you very much, Katrina. Those are really good. So, Steffi Jo, do you have any other questions?
No, I think I want to get running here. I'd love
okay.
to, Katrina, just the question, and I love that with your big vision right now, and especially 2018 getting so close. I like the idea of asking different questions instead of what do you do.
Right.
So I'm going to go make a list.
It never works.
Yeah.
So okay. So thank you, Steffi Jo. I'm really glad you called
thank
in.
You.
Okay. So Katrina, tell me, do you do much with Twitter?
We do. And I say we, because I have a gal who does a lot of my social media posting, mm-hmm. the personal stuff I do, but she does a lot of the, you know, promotional or repurposing stuff. I don't necessarily hang out on Twitter that much because frankly, it's hard for me to speak in 140 characters.
I know. I can't do it either. And I put something up and 10 things pop up over the top of it.
I know. Mm-hmm. And yeah, you can't keep the space very long. You have to be there. It's got to be frequent. So we have a strategy to where we've scheduled posts and things like that. I go in probably once a week and I will look at the retweets and the comments and the personal messages and things like that. And then I'll engage with people about that often. But I'm just being honest, you know?
Yeah, no, that's why I'm asking you, because I agree with you. I think that the 40-year-olds do better with Twitter. They seem to do a lot of communication on that, but I think if your target market is older than 50 or, you know, 50 or more, they don't do as much on Twitter.
No. In fact, I don't even think maybe two of all of my clients do Twitter, because most of my clients are, anywhere from usually 45 to 70, you know, not to say that's everybody, but I have a few clients that are younger these days, and it's fun to watch them and what they're doing, because I'm like, oh my God, look at you. Look at you go on social media.
And I'm so glad it's you.
Right.
Exactly. So, you know, I wanted to ask you, you know, you've been out there a long time too. And I was wondering, what are some of your biggest learning experiences in business?
Right. Well, number one, to get over myself. Okay. So when I got some mentors that were all about positioning, and, you know, you don't carry business cards and you don't, you got to position yourself above your clients and all that kind of thing. I kind of drank the Kool-Aid a little bit that year, and that didn't really work for me. It works for some people, but it didn't work for me. And so I had to get schooled a little bit, And so then it cut me down a couple notches again, which was good. I needed that little reality check. That was one lesson. The other lesson was not listening to my coaches and being resistant. And the year that I made, one year I invested $25,000 in a coach, and, because they were supposed to help me make more money, right? I really wanted to hit six figures. And I wasn't there yet. And this was, I don't know, 10 years ago or something. And all the coach wanted me to do, and the whole mastermind group, they just kept telling me, just be love. And I'm like, yeah. But tell me what to do to make money.
And you're going, but how did I do that? I don't know how to do that.
What do you mean? Like, tell me what to do. Do I need to do this? Like, I'm a doer. Tell me what to do. And they were just saying, be loved. Yeah. And I'm like, good Lord, people. And I would just cry all year long because I was so frustrated. And you know what's funny is all that sunk in somehow. And somehow I started being different. And at the end of that year, I didn't do anything different in my business. Luckily, I already had some systems and marketing in place. But that's the year I hit six figures. Go figure, right? I'm like, what the heck happened? So looking back on it, I can laugh, but I was miserable that year. I'm like, that $25,000, just be love. I'm like, you know, a lot of bad words. And looking back on it, I'm like, oh, okay, now I know why I'm making more money.
Yeah. All right. Well, we'll be back in just a second. We've got a little break here, and then we'll be back to finish up with Katrina. Be right back.
Attention, professional authors, coaches, and small business owners. What if you could increase your sales authentically without scripts or the pain of rejection? If you are a realtor, you can make more sales without the fear of being salesy. If you are an entrepreneur, you can eliminate the fear of feeling pushy, get more referrals, and add more money to your bank account with less effort. Welcome to Compel Don't Sell, the Art of Selling with Heart, the next generation in relationship sales, brought to you by Maximize Your Wealth Now.
The reason that I took this course is because I needed to know how to market and sell in a way that doesn't make me feel bad. Compel Don't Sell totally comes from the heart and connects with people in a way that fits my style and how I would like to approach people. And it gave me the benefit of refining what I think and say about my business in a way that's professional, but still very warm and nurturing.
I invested in Shirlene's Compel to Sell sales training program, and I just knew immediately that she was the person that I wanted to work with.
The reason I took this course is because I felt like there were a lot of new things that Shirlene had to offer that I had not experienced before. That's why I took the class, because I wanted to sort of up-level my sales skills. And thank you, Shirlene, for this amazing class.
If you want to learn how to perfect your sales performance, build your bank account, and connect with more of your favorite clients, enter your contact information, and we'll show you how to use heartfelt sales to connect with more of the right prospects and significantly increase your income. Go to MaximizeYourWealthNow.com.
Well, we've been having a lot of fun here with Katrina Sawa. I just love having her on the show. She's so down to earth and she's so tell it like it is. And that's what I really love most about her. And it's been a lot of fun having you on the show, Katrina.
Thank you.
I'm really glad you took time out of your busy day, because I know you have a program coming up, because I even mentioned earlier in our show that I was going to be on your stage and I'm so looking forward to it. Tell us a little bit about it, would you?
Yeah, so I host 3 to 4 live events every year in the Sacramento area, and it's my favorite thing to do. Besides working one-on-one with clients and seeing them, you know, what I said earlier, it's like I love being in a room with a small group of people and just sharing ahas and sharing what they can do and what else is possible and doing it more of in a group setting. I love, love, love. Plus, I like being on stage. So any extrovert speaker is going to love that. Mm-hmm. But it's the next one is the Jumpstart Your Biz in a Weekend. It's a training, though. My events are not just like hypey events with multi-speakers. I only bring in 2, maybe 3 speakers at my events. And then it's the rest of the time, it's me training and teaching how to jumpstart your business. It's how to make more money. It's how to design your program, how to figure out what else to sell, how to crunch the numbers, how to price yourself, how to market. What do you do on social media? What do you do for video? What do you say? What do you do on email? What do you do on your blog? What do you do in if you want to create a podcast or a radio show or a live event yourself or write a book or speak on stage or get clients? It's everything that you need to do really to automate, delegate, and systematize too, so that you can reach a lot more people and make a bigger impact. And that's what this event is all about in November. And you're speaking. So I know you're speaking on selling and sales and how to be more authentic with selling with the heart. And that's what people need. So many people are afraid to ask for the sale or talk about themselves, and it's holding you back. So, you know, you can join
and
us.
And it's all, I'm going to talk all about that rejection and how to avoid objections.
Right.
So, you know, those things we don't like to do, I'm going to address it, and we're going to have fun with it instead. So that should be a blast. And I think that this is going to be an awesome event, a really awesome event. And I'm coming all the way from Mexico to Sacramento. So I'm hoping that we're going to see a lot of our listeners there. I'd be so excited about that, to meet you.
I know. You don't get to come to Sacramento very often, I don't think. So
no, you know. I don't. And, you know, I used to live there. So I lived in Cameron Park, and I just loved it there. So,
oh, my goodness.
Yeah. It's going to be kind of like going home.
Well, we have people coming from the East Coast and Canada too. So there's no excuse for not coming, even if you're not local. So it's 3 days of really working on your business. And it's not like some of the other events out there. I'm telling you, a lot of them will just speak at you and sell something. And that's not what this is. This is a working on your business 3 days that will, you know, I have a lot of clients who come back 3, 4, 5 events in a row because every event is a little different and they learn different things at each event. So if you can't make this one, that's fine, but there'll be more next year. But you don't want to wait to get more successful or to get more stuff in your business because you're waiting to make more money.
And that is such a viable point that Katrina just made. You know, people say, oh, I'll wait to the next one. But then the problem is they're suffering and spending money all during the time before the next one where they could have been making money.
Right?
Just that simple. Yeah. That's how I see it.
When I talk about money, it's like it's not what's in your checkbook today. It's what can be there tomorrow if you learn what to do.
And I'll tell you, it's how much you keep.
Well, yeah. Right. In the first few years of your business, you're putting it back into the business, usually. I'm still putting a lot of money back into the business, frankly. Mm-hmm. But yes, at some point, you got to start keeping it and saving it and investing it wisely in places to make it grow. But the fun thing about being an entrepreneur is there is no limit. There's no limit to how much you can make. When you're in a job, you know, some industries, there might be a cap at 100 or 70, some industries, even if you're lucky, it's 200, maybe more if you're lucky. But, you know, there's no limit to how much you can make in your own business if you set it up right from the start.
And the caveat to that is even if you're an employee, set up a business. You don't know how long you're going to be an employee. And once you have a business, you get to write a lot of stuff off.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you keep your money in your pocket. That's the whole idea. So think about it, even if you are an employee. And if you're thinking about a business at all, go to Sacramento. Step into this event. I think you'll really enjoy it because it's so awesome to be in Katrina's energy anyway. It's really an honor. So, well, Katrina, tell us how we do this.
Yeah, your energy is great too, sweetie.
Thank you.
So the main event page is Live Big Events. I'm all about living a bigger life. So livebigevents.com. And right on the front, if you'll see the Jumpstart Your Biz in a Weekend, you can click on that and open it up. But in case you hear this later on or whatever, there's events all the time. But you want to come to the one that Charlene is coming to because you're her listeners.
Yeah, come and say hello. Say, I heard you on the show. I'd be so excited about that.
Yeah.
And you'd be my new best friend.
Yeah, and it's very reasonably priced too. And the hotel's really inexpensive if you're traveling. If you take Southwest, it's really inexpensive. So, and people make money at my events. I actually, and don't be scared if you're an introvert, don't worry. I'll show you how to do this or I do it for you. It's but I have what's called easy yes offers. And so a lot of the people that have been to my events before, they'll come back with their easy yes offer ready to go. And people buy it in the room. I've had people make $1,000, $1,800 in this weekend because they have an easy yes offer. Mm-hmm. And again, if you don't know what that is for you, we figure it out while you're there and then you can make money. So
awesome.
Yeah, awesome. It's fun. It's kind of fun.
Yeah. Well, do you, Katrina, do you have any final thoughts? This hour has just blitzed by. We've had so much fun. Tell me a do-today final thought.
Oh, just take action, you know? You got to take the next step to do something. Either learn a new thing, hire a coach, decide you're going to do something, make a decision. Sometimes people just sit in indecision too long. Mm-hmm. Make a decision to do whatever and take the next step to get there.
Absolutely. I love that. That is awesome, Katrina. Well, I want to say thank you so much for being here with me. And, you know, we'll be here next Thursday again at 2 p.m. and we'll be live. So I look forward to hearing from you. I hope you're enjoying the show. And when I talk to you next time, I'll be in Bali. So I look forward to our next time together. So take care and have a great week. See you soon.
Thank you for joining us on the Ascended Masters at Work show with spiritual life coach, Reverend Shirlene Reeves. We hope you found our message enlightening in a way that will change your everyday interactions in work and play. Share the love. Pass on our web address, ascendedmastersatwork.com, and if you have a great story to share, we'd love to have you on the show. This has been a Massive Visibility Media production. Join us next week for the Ascended Masters at Work show, and while remembering the words of the late Wayne Dyer, when you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. We say namaste.